Welcome to the Slow Living Podcast. If you are ready to ditch hustle culture for good while continuing to meet your personal and professional goals, you are in the right place. I'm your host, Stephanie O'Day, and I work with overachievers from all over the world who are ready to stop living life in triage mode and start living the life of their dreams, one filled with abundance, joy, and a sense of purpose. Life is meant to be enjoyed, not endured. Let's get started. Hi there, Slow Down Society. So if you're a fan of the podcast, you're going to absolutely love the book. Slow Living, Cultivating a Life of Purpose in a Hustle-Driven World is now available wherever books are sold. Buy it for yourself, your children, your friends, and your neighbors. You can get all the juicy details at stephanieoday.com/slowlivingbook. Trust me, this is hands down the best $20 you'll ever spend. Hi there, Slow Down Society. Steph here, and welcome back to another edition of the Slow Living Podcast. This episode is number 196, and I am calling it sports ball. Yeah, sports ball. Not because I've suddenly turned into a super fan or dyed my hair in crazy colors, but because even though I am not really a sports person, I've noticed something. I actually, in my everyday life, use an awful lot of sports metaphors. So I wanted to talk about that with you today. So if you've been hanging out with me for a while and have listened to the podcast, you probably already know this. But if you're new here, I should let you in on a little secret. I don't really follow team sports. I don't really get them. I mean, I do conceptually. I understand the rules, sort of, and I can follow a game if it's on. But honestly, if it's not my own child playing, I have a really hard time focusing. I think it for me, it's the noise and the movement. My brain gets kind of overwhelmed by it all. And I'm definitely the kind of person who'd rather sit quietly with a puzzle or watch one gymnast on the mat or one swimmer swimming rather than trying to follow 10 people dribbling and passing and jumping and dunking. And you know, this is just who I am. And I've come to accept it. It's just the way I'm wired. And I prefer slower paced individual sports where I can focus on one person at a time. Also, full transparency. And chances are, again, if you've listened to me for a while, you know this, I am a control freak. I know, shocking, spoiler alert, but I am. I'm a little type A and very control-y. So the idea of team sports, it just kind of requires a level of letting go and letting other people kind of pick up the slack that I'm still work in progress about. It's not something that I have fully mastered. But here's the thing. Even though I don't watch all that many sports, I talk about sports metaphors all the time. I use them with my coaching clients and I use them in my writing, and I definitely use them here on this podcast. And the fact is I grew up surrounded by sports. Growing up, we had season tickets to football games. We regularly went to baseball games. I personally did not play team sports, but my brother did. My husband played team sports. My children have played team sports. My middle child was a gymnast. And while gymnasts definitely are individual for all of the different kind of parts of gymnastics, so it's floor, beam, vault, and bars, they still are a team. And the chant that she did whenever she competed was they would all put their hands together and yell out, "For my team." So that's what we're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about the wisdom inside sports ball metaphors. Because even if you don't follow professional teams or go all in for March Madness, there's something really special about the language of sports and how it ties back to slow living. And I've got to pause here for a second and circle back around to me talking about March Madness. I'm recording this in the summertime months, but unbeknownst to me, when I booked some speaking engagements in Texas this past spring, we were in San Antonio during March Madness, and I had no clue, no idea, because yet again, I don't follow sports. So I just thought that was kind of interesting. So all of a sudden, I'm 5 feet wandering around San Antonio with a whole bunch of basketball players and basketball player families and that kind of stuff. Okay, so let's start with a big one. The ball is in your court. This is one of my favorites to use when someone is waiting for permission. And you know that feeling when you want to make a decision, but you're waiting for someone else to say it's okay, to give you the green light. And this metaphor reminds us that you are the one in charge. The ball is in your court. It's your move. Slow living, at its core, is about intentional living. It's about making the next right move, not because someone else told you to, but because it aligns with you. Remember, simply look only within. That is the acronym for SLOW. And as you know, that is most def my thing. Okay. Drop the ball. Oof. Okay, so this one can sting a bit. We use this one when someone misses a deadline or forgets to follow through. And hey, we all drop the ball sometimes, every single one of us. But the key is to notice what happened, when it happens, and whether or not this is a pattern that you need to break. And then what do you do when you drop a ball? You pick it back up. And that is slow living. We don't need to rush to fix everything. We can pause, assess, and then course correct. In episode 43, which we called Imperfect Action, I talk about this some more. So here's the thing. You're allowed to mess up. In fact, if you're not dropping the ball once in a while, you probably aren't taking enough action to begin with. So think about that. When was the last time you dropped the ball? And then what was your response? Okay, the next one, another ball metaphor. Keep your eye on the ball. Now, this one is great when you're feeling distracted or you're pulled in too many different directions. And it's a gentle reminder to come back to center, to focus, to go within. In our fast-paced world, we're constantly bombarded with pings, alerts, messages, buy now, and distractions. Slow living invites you to step back and ask, what really matters most right now? Your ball might be your health. It might be your family. It might be a writing project. It might be your mental health and wellness. Whatever it is, keep your eye on it. Okay, next one, level playing field. Okay, so this one reminds me of equity, of fairness, and it matters when we talk about systems, especially within the slow living world. And I say it all the time, what's slow for one person may look very different for someone else. We are not all playing with the same resources, and we are not all on a level playing field. Some people were born in different life circumstances. Some people were born on third base. And that is yet another sports metaphor. Only you know what's going on in your life, and only you can best play the game in which you were born into, the cards you were dealt, and all of those type of things. And so part of living slowly is live with compassion and know that everyone's doing their best with the tools they have. Not everything is equal, but you still can be kind and you still can use that compassion to level the field a bit for others. Okay, here's another field one. Out of left field. Because sometimes life throws you a curveball. Oh, and it's just so unexpected, it knocks the wind out of you. Maybe you lose your job. Maybe someone you love breaks your heart or betrays you. Or maybe you have a voice of God moment, like I did when I realized, hey, I didn't want to be the crock pot lady any longer, and I really did not want to write pressure cooker recipes. Yep, that is true. So when something comes out of left field, it's okay to feel rocked by it. It's okay to feel knocked off and be out of sorts. But what matters most is how you respond. And slow living teaches us to pause, to respond, not knee-jerk reaction. Okay, so let's get into a few very sport-specific ones. This is from baseball, or I guess it's also from softball. Step up to the plate. Okay, so this is about readiness. It's about owning your moment. When you step up to the plate, you're saying, I'm ready. Let's go. Even if you don't hit it out of the park. Again, a sports metaphor, by the way. You showed up, and that's everything. Okay, throw a curveball. Sometimes life just doesn't follow the script. Maybe your business launch flops, or the podcast guest you booked for the day cancels. Been there, done that. Maybe you get sick the night before the dream vacation you were so excited to take. And these kind of life curveballs are normal, and they're just part of the human experience. It doesn't mean it doesn't suck. I don't want you to dismiss them and pretend all is fine and be all toxic positivity. No. But slow living helps you move through without panic. Just like a good hitter adjusts to the pitch and still tries to hit the ball. Okay. Boxing on the ropes. Do you ever feel like you're just one more email or one more request from your boss or from your kids and you're one step away from losing it? That's what this means. You're struggling. You're on the ropes. You're almost completely tapped out. But remember, being on the ropes isn't the end of the match. It's a signal to take a breath, to reassess, to call a timeout, or go back a few podcast episodes, 194, take a dead week. You are in charge of you. Okay, here's another one from boxing. Throw in the towel. So it's funny. I didn't even know until I started researching for this that throw in the towel came from boxing. I say it but I had no idea it was from towels. I mean, it was from boxing. I thought that was just so funny. Okay, so this is important because quitting isn't always a bad thing. If something's not aligned, if it's costing you your peace, if you're hemorrhaging money just to keep something afloat, you are allowed to walk away. In slow living, we celebrate quitting and deciding on purpose to stop something when it's done consciously. And we honor the wisdom in knowing what is no longer serving you and decluttering it. Remember, the very first step in slow living is to declutter all that's not working for you. Okay. Here's one from football. Now, as I said earlier, I did spend an awful lot of time when I was younger going to football games. I think I was mostly in it for the hot dogs and the nachos, but I also like to watch the cheerleaders and my parents would bring binoculars. So I spent a lot of time crowd watching. I had so much fun. But move the goalposts. This is something that I say all the time. And I ended up talking about it in detail in episode 107, which is the American Dream. It's the danger of constantly moving the goalposts. And the problem is when you do that, you're never satisfied and you never feel at peace or like you've made it. You hit a goal and then suddenly there's another one, a bigger, shinier, better goal. And so your nervous system never gets a break and never relaxes. And slow living reminds us you are allowed to stop and celebrate. And you do not have to keep chasing. You do not have to keep hustling. You can simply be in the moment. So go back and listen to 93 if this resonates with you. I called that one Celebrate Your Wins because you do not need a trophy. You do not need gold stars to feel proud. You can feel proud on a day-to-day basis. Every day, there will be a win for you to celebrate. Okay, from racing. So this is probably horse racing and then probably individual like foot racing. So two of my daughters participated in track and field. And in racing and running, we talk about the home stretch. When you're in the final leg of a project or a big season, it helps to acknowledge this is the home stretch and the finish line is in sight. And what do you do in the home stretch? Depending on who you are, maybe you sprint, but maybe you don't because you don't want to burn yourself out. And maybe instead you steady your pace. You breathe deeply. You stay focused. And you give yourself huge kudos and pats on the back because you've made it. You're in the home stretch. Slow living is about finishing well, not in a frantic way where you're vomiting on the sidelines. Okay. And now here's a few more just from general sports. Go the distance. Sometimes, what's awesome is that there's a, isn't there a Disney song about going the distance? I think it's from Hercules. But sometimes you just have to keep going. You just have to keep putting one foot in front of the other. Keep waking up. Keep showing up. Keep doing the next best thing, even when it's not glamorous, even when no one is clapping. And that's why I love episode number 52, The Power of Consistency, because showing up, even imperfectly, is how we build a life that feels aligned. There's another one from sports, and it's called Meeting Your Match. And this is for all of you who are out there doing the inner work, because sometimes the biggest opponent is you, your past self, your old beliefs, and your fears. But when you meet your match and rise to the occasion, everything changes and it falls in place. Okay. So as we wrap up this episode, let me know your thoughts. What are your favorite sports ball metaphors? What have I missed? What do you use on a regular basis? And you're thinking, hey, Steph, you missed your golden opportunity to highlight this. Let me know. But the reason I wanted to record this today is because I was doing a jigsaw puzzle while my husband watched basketball last night. And it reminded me that we don't have to be sports fans to find wisdom in the world of sports. And it's really interesting because he's watching the game and all I'm hearing, for some reason, my brain focuses on the squeaks of the tennis shoes on the floor. And that is why what I hear when basketball is on. And it's funny, my friend Jennifer invited me to her son's high school basketball game. And because I could watch just him and focus just on him, God, what a great game. I loved it. I was so in it. I was so focused and I was just really watching this one kid and he was phenomenal. And I knew who was ahead and I knew what was going on. So for me in particular, that's how I need to watch sports. But whoever you are and whatever your life experience is and whether you're stepping up to the plate or if your time period of life means you're throwing in the towel or maybe you're in the ropes or on the red zone, these metaphors in some way mean something because they remind you and they remind me and they remind us collectively that life is a series of plays, that every day we have the choice to practice, to try again, to support our teammates, and to keep our eye on what really matters most. And that's what slow living is all about. Okay, I dropped these episodes, but I'm going to come back again because it's just easier when they're all in one place. But if you want to go back and dig a little deeper, here's a few past episodes that pair really well with today's chat. 43, imperfect action. Because the fact is, you miss all the shots you don't take. Episode 52, power of consistency. Giving up will always result in a loss. Episode 80, don't reinvent the wheel. Nope. Use what works. There's a reason why other people have had success. Follow them. Follow their lead. Episode 93, celebrate your wins. Yes, even the small wins count. In a perfect world, I would like you to celebrate each and every day and write down your ta-da list instead of only focusing on your to-do list and chastising yourself for the things you did not cross off. So instead, highlight what you did do and say, ta-da. Episode 107, The American Dream. Let's keep hope alive and let's root for the underdog. And especially if you are raising the next generation, you have to create optimism and hope in your family and in your life. Don't set kids up for failure. Don't make it seem like whatever they do is not going to be good enough in today's day and age. That is not helpful in any way. Okay, pretty people. Thank you, as always, for being here. If you like this episode, I would love it if you shared it with family or left a review on Apple Podcasts. Regardless of how you're listening, if it's through Spotify, actually, if you're watching it on YouTube, that's helpful to leave a comment or review. But on Apple Podcasts, that's really how the other podcast algorithms kind of feed the beast. So if it's possible to hit the Apple Podcast button on your phone app and leave a review, it would really mean so much to me. But until next time, consider yourself loved and hugged. And remember, play your own game. And as always, keep living slowly. I think you're wonderful. You take care. I'll see you again next time. If you are ready to start living slowly and ditch the hustle mindset for good, reach out to me. I'm a real person and you can track me down online at stephanieoday.com. Also, if you found value in this podcast, please share it with your family and friends and tag me on Instagram at Stephanie O'Day. While you're at it, go ahead and leave a positive review on your favorite podcast app. The more we share, like, the more people we can reach and share the slow down lifestyle and messaging. Thank you, Slow Down Society, and have a great day.